Begin.
Boop, boop, be doop.
Yeah, things are looking okay here. There's no background noise. It's good temperature.
What happened to Betty Boop, man? You don't see her much often anymore.
She comes in waves, but no, she's not.
Yeah. Need more Betty Boop in our lives.
Yeah.
I even missed the weird ripoff Betty Boop that used to be in Drawn Together.
Ugh.
I love that show.
I cannot get behind that show. It was just not funny.
That show was hilarious.
It might have gotten hilarious, but I couldn't give it more than 3 episodes, and it never got funny, so I gave up.
It got real funny. except for Adam Carolla character, who was never funny.
Was he the SpongeBob character?
No, he was the made-up character called Spanky Ham.
Oh, yeah. He was the Looney Tune.
He was just, like, internet porn watching Gary. That was his character.
Right.
Apparently Samurai needs to pee, but he's waiting to get into the room before Flynn does, so.
It is a contest of wills. I couldn't even tell.
I don't know. They all flew in so fast.
There were 5 in here before I even got a look. Good job, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's just say that it was Samurai since he's
I don't know.
About
he should just
burst.
Get a bottle. Cause dead air for a couple of minutes while people join in.
I don't know. You were busy talking about obscure Marvel characters a minute ago. You go back to doing that.
Yeah.
But then you won't stop is the problem. You will not stop talking. I've seen this happen before. You start talking about obscure Marvel characters, and we're here for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Can't stop, won't stop, don't stop.
Exactly.
At Rock, get on the short shot.
Ian, did you know this rapper guy who died on the weekend?
Not personally. I was only aware of him.
No, not personally.
I was only aware of him because I read TMZ on the daily, and at one point years ago, he was Ariana Grande's ex-boyfriend, so
yeah.
that put him on my radar.
I found out when my, the Steelers and stuff Reddit feed that I follow was like, oh my God, Mac Miller's dead. Tragedies. And I went, who? Apparently he was a big Pittsburgh sports fan. Would show up on the Steelers sidelines now and again.
I did not know that about him until after he died. Yep, I didn't realize that he was a rep in Pittsburgh. I didn't think that was even allowed in the rap and hip-hop community.
The Snoop Dogg likes the Steelers.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I completely forgot the sponsor that we were talking about sent one more request, and I'm going to send that to you now in the Discord.
Yep.
In the Discords.
I thought we could work that in. In the transition.
Yeah, that's totally worth doing.
Okay.
We're trying to remember that. I will totally forget the week that happens.
Put it in the script.
But we're not doing it today.
Yeah, just make a note. I don't know.
I'll
write
remember.
It down.
I feel confident.
Pretend you're a user and put it on a sticky.
That's right. Right with all my passwords under my keyboard.
Exactly.
All right. The 905's on the Eastern Coast. Let's get this show on the go. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 150, let's call 8th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I think that's right.
I believe so.
All right. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. Still riding high on the wave of Dazzler. With me, we got Ray. We got Ian. Hi, guys.
Hello.
The wave's not carrying me quite as far, but...
Woo, doggies.
Good for you.
I got 4. How many did you guys get?
It's a good question. 4 sounds good. I got all 3 powers, I can tell you that.
Oh, I did not. I got a 0-2-2.
I got a Los Goose Ego. 0-0-0 is my current Dazzler build. It is one of the most popular.
1-1-2 is what I got. So, you know, amusing. I can use every power. I can see all the animations. I haven't seen them all yet, but it's
you
possible
could.
That I could.
Yeah, I think, what's the... Yeah, I've got red and green. I got no black.
That's bad. That's the cool one.
Yeah, I got none of those.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, Twomp the GJ is showing a 2-2-3. That's pretty
man.
Good.
Sharif don't like it.
Twomp the GJ.
So even though that comes up pretty regularly, that's still not what I see when I see that name. I can't because in my mind, a thwomp is that spiky rectangle from the Mario Brothers games that tries to squish you from the ceiling. So my in my mind, when I read Thwomp the DJ, it's a DJ wearing a mask that looks like that, playing electronic dance music.
Mm. Is he like a cousin of the Chain Chomp?
Yes.
All right.
Does it look like that?
It looks exactly like that.
Okay.
Except he's spinning records. And he's got that.
Does he have to have a greased up blowout like DJ Pauly D?
No, he's got that hat on, and he only plays things like you know, Replay FX, and he remixes video game music instead of actual, and you know, turns it into to EDM.
Nice.
I know. I want to play. Do 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 do.
Very much so, except with. Then, you know, apparently you need more bass, but that was solid.
Man, I entertain myself something fierce some days. All right, this is the week of the 12th through the 19th. It is one day after Patriots Day.
And one day before the East Coast falls into the ocean.
That'll be fine.
I just heard that on CNN.
Fake news. No. The Deadpool dailies. No, I think the East Coast falling into the ocean is fake news. The East Coast could get real wet.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to fall into the
ocean. I hear
that
hurricanes are wet.
Yeah.
But what about the infographic? That's the real tragedy.
Your Deadpool dailies. Today was a Blue Vision. Tomorrow, Blue Strange. Friday, Black Thanos. Saturday's a Purple Hawk Guy. Saturday, Yellow Star-Lord. Monday, Purple Electra. Thursday, Purple Gambit. And Wednesday, you are flying with the Blue Angels.
Thursday? Did you say Thursday?
I might have.
Okay.
All right.
That's why they have three of us. I was feeling generous, and I was going to let that go.
Your five-day four-star caress of the Titans. The last couple days, it's been Iceman versus somebody.
Gene. Four-star gray.
Yeah, the annoying teen. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was a win. How'd that go for you folks?
I'm optimistic, but I have yet to try.
No. Right.
Mine went just fine. I made all the blue matches I could. Unfortunately, cascaded completely not by my choice into multiple critical tiles. But then I did get my blue that I needed in that cascade, stunned her, and then punched her, and game over. So, the first try. But
I didn't throw any punches. I would just freeze her, go about my day, freeze her again, go about my day.
Sure, yeah, that was kind of my plan, but then when I looked, the punch was more damage than she had, so...
Oh, okay.
I figured just let's end it now.
Sure.
I'll invest in that. As far as the last one went, I took your advice, Ray, and it worked out pretty well. I didn't think I was going to win because for some reason, the first time I tried it, AI run Electra worked perfectly.
Mm.
Like she was like, I'm like, I'm going to do some damage. She's like, I'm going to shadow step. For some reason, while I'm shadow stepped, I'm just going to keep generating black AP. And I've already activated my red ability. So die slowly while you're waiting for me to run out of shadow steps, which is never going to happen. And I was like, gosh, darn it. And then I was like, what did Ray tell me to do? Just bide my time, and as soon as she unshadow steps, stab her in the throat with my claws. So I did, and it was exactly what happened. She was like, I'm unkillable.
Awesome.
Next is Gene herself. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not get the infographic on that one.
Oh, that is legendary professional wrestling announcer Mean Gene Okerlund.
I didn't know his name. I've seen him, you know, 100 times, but...
I did not even look at the infographic.
Okay. It's a picture of me and Gene.
All right. I should probably get that somewhere.
Fighting Cold Stone Creamery.
Hold on. Let me scroll up through the Discord to try and find the infographic.
I can't believe that they have to sing. Like, that makes me feel bad for tipping them at Cold Stone.
Mm.
Like, he just posted it again so that you could easily access it.
I already found it.
Well, good on you. Yeah, because Cold Stone is, you know, pretty delicious in its own way.
Yeah.
But, you know, man, if I'm slinging ice cream, it's a minimum wage job, and they make me sing for my tips? I'm just angry thinking about it.
How does the dancing make you feel at Johnny Rockets?
I would much rather have hot food. I would absolutely choose hot food every time over whatever song makes them dance.
It is Last Dance by Donna Summer. As we heard last week when it was Dazzler's last outro. Yeah, good old Johnny Rockets. Where the food is really mediocre and the prices are high. Not a sponsor. All right, in your story land, you got your simulator going right now. That'll get you 3 Captain Marvels, a super, super sweet, sweet Dazzler cover. 30 CPE, top 50 folks get this Emma chick, and 51 to 400 get Luke Cage. Coming up next
is
the Hulk.
I forgot she was a character.
Yeah. The Hulk is crazy. It gets you not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. A 6-pack of Luke Cage covers.
Whoa.
What? That doesn't even make sense. What's going on?
Them, 2 Emma covers and 66 command points. That event is loaded for bear.
That's so many things. I'm so tired just thinking about it. I was like, that's a lot of covers. I should play it. I was like, you're not going to play. Don't be a fool. But I might.
You need all those Luke Cages.
I don't not want them.
Top 50 folks will get Wiccan. He's a character still. Yeah. And 51 to 400 is She-Hulk.
I definitely need more Wiccan covers. He is, you know, not champed. I need all of those I can get. I don't know if I'm getting the top 50, but...
In PvP land, it is the power, wheels season is ending up in 4 days, I believe. Right now, you got Blind Justice going on. That'll get you a Blue Daredevil, a Blue Yondu, some CP, 15 of them. Coulson and Gamora for placement. Then it's Gamora's Lethal Intent, Gamora, Coulson, CP, and Progression, Agent Venom, and 3-star Super Soldier Cap in placement. So there you go.
So you're telling me I should finish up the simulator?
That's kind of what I'm saying. I haven't gotten my 4,000 points for the 10-pack yet. I need to...
Oh, I'm nowhere near.
Get off my butt.
I actually did complete the simulator a few days ago and immediately got hammered by former friend of the show, Angry Salad.
Oh! Does he no longer like to be a friend of our show?
No, I'm just... he's just attacking me in the... PvP, I'm not liking it. That's all I'm saying. He had an interesting team. You know what his roster looks like. He's using 4-star Deadpool.
With what?
I'm trying to remember. Okoye and somebody else. 2 5-stars and 4-star Deadpool. And I'm like, I don't know why he's doing that, but apparently he wins every match against my team using that. So, but it's fine. He hit me after I'd completed it, so I don't care in any way. But I found it amusing. I kept seeing his name in my list.
Angry Salad has no friends. Don't be fooled.
That's true.
There's no kindness in that man's heart.
Hey, he's got love and affection for that sleeping shirt.
I miss my sleeping shirt.
I'm at 33-42 for the season, so I need to. Get to that 4,000.
Mm-hmm. So AV Gotts makes an excellent point. X-Force Deadpool stays in the background because he's a 4-star, so when you're playing. And his passive triggers pretty much every match that the enemy makes because they're attacking your other characters and doing damage. And Okoye boosts every single one of those countdown tiles, all the damage that he does. So you're doing Okoye damage with your...
With X-Enforcer. Yeah,
sure. Exactly.
You just want to make a bunch of team-up matches to get going.
That you're using Okoye, yeah.
Yeah. All right, makes sense. Ian, tell me about some pie.
Ooh, I can do that. Let me tell you about everybody's favorite spinach pie. You guessed it, spanakopita. Boy, calling it a pie again, technically true, but let me tell you a story about phyllo dough. Phyllo dough is so good. Phyllo dough is possibly the best of all pastry doughs.
Mm.
It makes spanakopita a winner. And again, coincidentally, these are all, you know, delicious Greek delicacies, but nope, it's gone. What was I just going to say?
I don't know. Something about feta cheese? I don't know.
Nope. He was going to the one with honey that he always buys at John's Plain and Fancy. Baklava, that's it.
Golly gee, baklava
is the best. Man, we should make a road trip to John's Plain and Fancy.
Yeah, it's been, well, see, there's nothing else out there except that place that I'm never going back to.
Well, I understand, but we could make a road trip just to go to James and John's Play of Fantasy.
There has got to be a Greek diner closer.
You could play the railroad game, and it, you know, it'd be a fun trip.
Let's go visit former friend of the show, Jared. he's got a Greek diner in his town that makes perfectly acceptable baklava.
We have the Greek. I don't know if they make baklava, but...
You do?
There's a restaurant called the Greek.
Oh, well, I'll look into it.
It's either way. The waffle shop guy.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
No, definitely.
Yeah. No, I just, like, maybe we should do that.
Oh. I'm sure they don't sell food there that I'll eat.
Okay. So this is not... we'll wait till local news, because I have a follow-up on that. Remind me.
All right.
But now I'll tell people about spinach and feta cheese and onions and egg layered in phyllo dough. It's called spanakopita. It's amazing. Little olive oil. That's good eating. Available at possibly the Greek or at a Greek diner near you. As far as pies go, I'm gonna say this is probably a top fiver for me.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, the phyllo dough, it really tips the scales. And then I love all the other things I've mentioned. I love egg. I love feta. I love spinach. The only reason I don't order this more frequently when I find myself in a Greek diner is because there's often things that I've never tried before. And those seem to get bumped ahead of things that I know are delicious because I'm reckless when it comes to culinary choices. But,
So yeah, I'm all for going to this place. I just pulled it up. They have baklava. They have kebabs. They have gyros. We're set.
Woo. Yeah, that next time. Because yeah. I'm mad at the other place we went to last time.
Yeah.
Not really at them, just at their inability to give me good food to go.
Right.
So there you have it. This week's pie, spinach pie or spanakopita. Brought to you, as always, by savior of the segment, my personal hero. This pie.
This pie. All right, let's... Yes?
Is this where we tease? Is this where we get Joe so excited that he collapses in his seat?
Ooh, I don't know. I think should we tease a little bit just for Joe?
Maybe for everybody. As we have discussed, and with careful consideration of my hero sponsor, this pie, it looks like... The pies, the famed and super popular pie segment is drawing to a close. I can't say how many pie segments are left, but someday soon you will find yourself face to face with a brand new segment. So it's been a good ride, and thank you, this pie. But stay tuned. We'll keep you updated as this late breaking development.
All I know is if there's too much, you know, huzzahing about this, I will find more pies with whole fish in them. Don't tempt me. I can find more disgusting pies that you never heard of yet.
But we'll try to do our best to fill it with some puns for everybody's to double up on the love of the pie segment. We'll work a pie pun in it too more often.
All right, let's move on. Let's see, we got a brand new support. Why is there brand new support? Because Dazzler's awesome and she needs a support. So she got herself a pocket radio. Let's see, it does the following. The supported character's base green match is increased by 398. The supported character's red match is increased by 398. The black match is increased by 398. And when put onto Dazzler, when she makes a match, there is a 57% chance to create two red charge tiles. I think it's weird that it makes charge tiles and not tiles that trigger her black.
Yeah.
Because charge tiles don't count as quote-unquote special tiles, right?
No, I don't believe so, because they're usable by anybody.
Yeah. That seems a strange thing to me.
I got nothing. Yep. I'm just going to agree.
Already.
Why is it a radio? Do you have some Dazzler insight that can explain why it's a radio?
Dazzler can't generate her own sound. She has to use sound from other things.
Right.
So at one point in time, she would carry around a radio or something to generate sounds.
Mm.
She at one point had a uniform that would store sound energy. It's kind of a BS gimmick because you are never in silence in the world. Like, there's always something making noise. So you know, there's always something.
Right.
She lives in New York City. There's noise.
Right. But they were just, they were using the same mechanism that they use for, like, Pyro.
Sure.
Like, he can't make his own fire, so he has to carry around something that makes fire.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
All right.
And, of course, Dwomp the GJ posts a picture of Dazzler using a portable pocket radio.
There you go. That one even has, like, transistors in it, I think.
Straight out of the comics.
So there's the pocket radio vault, 120 things, one master, five advanced, nine beginner. Also got going on is the, we'll get to the rest of these in a minute, but right now is the Ghost Rider Heroes for Hire, available to everybody for 4,800 hero points. And it'll get you a Johnny Blaze, two pocket radio advanced, and three pocket radio beginner. And in the Blade Heroes for Hire, I'm not sure who that would go to, 250 command points. Don't even laugh. get you some guy's red cover, a pocket radio master, and three pocket radio advanced.
It could be in the name.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Never mind. Guys suck.
No, it was funny. I got it.
All right. Hey, after months of everyone saying, hey, we got no red ISOs, they're changing red ISOs.
Ooh.
So starting with the Lethal Intent event, rewards and versus events will give out more red ISO.
That's too much ISO.
ISO 8 emplacement and progression rewards have been increased by a factor of 18. That's a big factor. So, shield clearance level 9, you will now receive 1,450 red ISO for first place instead of 80. That's quite a jump. And players who achieve 50 wins or 1,000 points will receive 7,650 red ISO instead of 425. So, quite a bit more red ISO coming in your future.
Yeah, that's good. I'll finally be able to level some of these up.
Yeah. All right, Ian, are you sitting down?
Hold on. All right. Not only am I sitting back down, but I am braced.
All right. Patch 161's coming out with a new character clue. I'm not sure how, since Dazzler was the end-all and be-all of all characters.
Yeah.
And this next clue, for some reason, I'm trying to figure it out, but clearly wings on your feet give you cat-like reflexes, because this has to be Namor. But the clue is cat-like reflexes.
Oh, I thought the clue was wings on your feet. I was like, yeah, no. If that's the clue, then of course.
It's cat-like reflexes.
Oh, all right. Dope.
I don't know. Sabretooth? That'd be sweet.
It's got to be Black Cat.
No one wants Black Cat.
I want Black Cat.
No one wants Black Cat.
You know who wants Black Cat? The people who are making the Black Cat movie. That's who want Black Cat.
Somebody's making a Black Cat movie?
That's what I heard.
Oh, come on.
It was supposed to be like a Black Cat Silver Sable movie, but apparently they're splitting it and they're each getting a movie on their own. I don't know.
Oh, come on!
What? No, Silver Sable's a stretch.
I don't know. I just read that today, and I don't know. I did no verification. This is complete internet jibba-jab.
All right. So Namor it is.
I completely think it should be Kitty Pryde.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm down with that, too.
Totally down with any Kitty Pryde things. But
Catlike, that was the first name that came to mind. Has really not much to do with reflexes, but, I mean, kind of. She has to be reflexive, but Kitty. There you go.
Yeah, but she said some joke about phasing through things, not reflexes.
Yeah, right. It's a stretch.
Yeah.
As long as one of her... Oh, no, that'll be her support. Never mind. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm back. I was going to demand that one of her powers be Lockheed, but her support will be Lockheed.
Sure. Cat-like reflexes. What has changed in 161? The character select screen and missions that contain required characters will default displaying your highest level characters now. That's good. Abilities that specifically state only one of its created tiles can exist will no longer create another tile if it's activated by a power that activates other powers. That's a lot of words.
Made sense to me, but...
Mockingbird's Opportunist will not cause Black Bolt's The Silent King to create another motivation tile if there's already a motivation tile on the board since you've been motivated by living in a van down by the river. Fixed some instances where power banners were being displayed for each activating countdown tile per turn instead of only the first. I haven't noticed that happening, so... All right. Notification text no longer is cut off on Android things.
Definitely have not noticed that.
And here's the big one that we'll talk about here shortly. Starting with patch 161, players who purchase the starter offer will start to see other offers become available to them. We're going to have a big discussion about offers here in a second. Let's finish this out. Changes fixes. Doc Ock's insult to injury now activates when matching an enemy repeater tile. That's good.
Ooh, man. Yeah.
Making him better.
The passive component of Gamorpha, the deadliest woman, will no longer activate if there are enemy purple invisibility tiles with friendly purple special tiles.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's supposed to be you have all the purple, right?
Yeah, well, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Jessica Jones' power check can no longer be activated when the only target is airborne or invisible.
Body check. Sorry.
Yeah. Loki's shadow play and Medusa's entanglement will continue to function after a wave has been completed. I didn't know they didn't.
Oh, what's... Tell me about their abilities. I don't know what either of those do.
Entanglement is the countdown tile that... She puts out the countdown tile that does damage every round, and if it gets matched away, she puts out two attack tiles.
So at the moment, if you finish a wave, that countdown tile expires?
Yeah, and I guess if you make a match that kills people with one of your shadow play tiles, you don't get more shadow plays you're supposed to.
Okay, cool.
Okoye's Wakanda Forever now increases damage of Winter Soldier's power precision shot. Oh, everyone was asking for that. A tile created by Vision's power density heavy will no longer be removed between waves. Well, that's good because he's not very good. If you take away his powers, he's really not good.
I know.
Poor guy.
Poor Vision. Yeah.
Kick him while he's down.
Man, put him back to broken state. That's when he was good. The title created by Vulture's One Fell Swoop will continue to function if the color of the tile is changed before it activates. That's a weird bug.
Never seen that, but glad I didn't.
Vulture's hybrid slicer generates AP for each tile destroyed.
Oh.
Well, that makes that better.
Was it always supposed to?
I don't know. You're the Vulture user?
I don't think it ever has for me. If it did, I didn't notice. Huh. That's interesting.
All right. Let's see what's going on. Is there anything in the sneak peek we got to talk about?
I don't know. I have a question for Ray while you're looking that up.
Okay. All right.
So, and I saw a post here earlier that confirmed your earlier sighting. If the Silver Sable Black Cat is a spinoff movie, having not seen it, does that suggest that they both make an appearance in Homecoming? Question mark? Answer?
Yeah, that is not something that I would be able to answer.
Oh, okay. I assumed you've seen Homecoming.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Homecoming. Now I know what you're talking about. My brain's working.
Spider-Man movie?
Yeah.
From like a year ago?
If they made an appearance, I was completely oblivious. I didn't recognize either of them as...
A spinoff to me suggests that we should already be aware of them for some reason.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
Are they in it?
No.
Not as such, no.
Who would get the idea for a spinoff of care? You can't spin something off of something that doesn't exist. The Jeffersons had to show up on All in the Family before they could spin off and become the Jeffersons.
Hey, Mork had to be on Happy works. Days. You know, I don't know. Wasn't technically Happy Days a spinoff of Love American Style or the other way?
Wait, what?
Happy Days. It was either a spinoff of Love American Style or Love American Style was a spinoff of Happy Days. But those two shows really have nothing to do with each other.
I don't remember. I don't know. Did Joni and Chachi spin off of that show?
They did.
They love each other.
Joni did love Chachi. And then she went crazy in his adult.
Huh. Oh, someone. All right. Thanks for clearing that up. There's lots of clearing up. There was first a clearing up of someone posted, please don't see this movie. It'll be terrible. And then someone else posted what we were talking about now. Yes, Love American Style spun off Happy Days.
Yeah! Love American Style.
I don't even know what those words mean. I've never heard of this.
You've never seen Love American Style?
No.
Oh, it was a terrible TV show.
Okay.
Yeah. Had a I'm not sweet, looking it catchy up. Theme song, though.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about bundles.
Okay.
This has apparently caused giant controversies amongst the playing community.
Barely anyone was talking about it on the Discord channel, so it can't be that. Oh, wait, no, that was hours of text flying by.
So, apparently what has happened is the bundles are now in a string, so you have to buy a bundle to see the next bundle.
Right.
So this starts out with the Rare Avengers bundle, which gets you Gray Suit, Cap, and Hawkeye for $15. The next one up is It's Us Deadpool. See, I didn't buy Rare Avengers, but I have this Deadpool offer in my queue.
Yeah, there's something about if you had purchased something previously, you could see the Deadpool thing, but not if something else. I didn't commit it to memory, sorry.
All right.
So but yes, that's possible.
All right, so for Deadpool for $20, you get Deadpool, some X-Force Deadpool, and you get the Chimichanga thrown in.
Nice.
So that's nice. The next one up is called Epic Avengers, which has Fury, Hulkbuster, and the Quinjet. Then it goes apparently to Young Avengers, which is Wiccan, Marika,
yep,
Bishop, and gets you a Hulkling support.
Bishop?
Kate Bishop.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
What's not going Bishop on? Bishop. If Bishop showed up, that would be sweet.
Just put him in the pack and don't announce anything. The way he should appear.
You buy it, just Bishop just shows up. Who's this guy with the big M on his head? Then it goes to Vital Villains, which is now up to $50 for Ghost, Vulture, and Red Hulk. And apparently what I'm reading is that the top level one is called Mutant Mayhem for Iceman, T-Gene, Rogue, and X-23 for 75 big American dollars.
Right on.
So that's a lot of packs of things to be buying.
Sure.
I guess that the theory is they're just going to, you know, offer them all to you. And, you know, it's kind of weird. You have to buy them in order. But
yeah.
So you can't just pick and choose. So I guess that's really what people are upset about is that, you know, you can't just go straight to the end one if you want. You have to work your way up and accumulate those dollars.
Right. I think the problem is people don't necessarily need those 3-star covers, but they want the 4-star ones, and you have to buy, you know, you have to buy all the way up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Precarious.
I got nothing. I mean, I don't think I'm going to be running down this path, so...
Right. Again, I also knew that it wouldn't affect me, so I don't have a, you know, real firm opinion on it. But, I mean, I can see as a marketing tool that it is could potentially be very effective. You know, there are... It's tough because the people who are going to buy these bundles seemingly are just going to buy all the bundles regardless. And I feel like while they offer the most support, whales need the least... rewards because they're already just swimming in it. But, you know, that's how capitalism works. I mean, it's not like I have to buy these bundles to continue playing. I'm not like robbing me. I'm not getting into an unlicensed taxi in Nicaragua. This isn't that bad of a decision. It's just nothing I'm ever going to do. Like, it's no big deal. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I haven't thought too much about it. I'm just throwing out some early thoughts here.
Yeah, I don't see any reason to get angry about it. I mean, but then again, I see the full spectrum. If I had already missed my opportunity and now see what I could be getting and don't have a chance, then that might, you know, that might inspire me to be a little bit more angry, but...
Yeah, the only thing I would like to see them, I guess I would say, is that there should be maybe a separate button to click on or something for these bundles and just leave them be available all the time. Because right now, if you're a newer player and you've missed one of these, it's gone. Like, it doesn't... Just put up all of them in their own little section of the game. Let them be available for people to buy whenever they want. Let them buy them in whatever order they want. But, you know...
I like a sense of urgency.
I don't have degrees in making money off microtransaction games.
A sense of urgency is important.
Yeah, there's got to be people who are way smarter than I on how to make money.
Well, and those people are going to be listening to the comments. So... You know, who knows? They could change this. The next time it could be something different. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, granted, I'm one of the people who spent all the money on the D&D Beyond webpage to buy all the books.
You did.
I did. So,
which I appreciate because
seriously, cuz don't you have a physical copy of quite a few of them already?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of them? Yeah.
Man, who invites you places?
Well, not the adventures. I didn't buy all the adventures, but all the base books and things. Yes, I own physical copies and the electronic copies. But man, that electronic version is just so super useful in the game.
It is. I just don't like needing to buy both. I also
You don't need to buy both. You can only buy the electronic version.
Right. Now you'll be able to access an electronic version that you guys can both focus on while Ray's car drives itself.
That's a good point.
You too.
That is true.
I don't have to pay attention to the road anymore. Might as well read D&D books. Fire it up on my tablet, Craig.
Can't argue with that plan. Sounds pretty sweet.
I can't read books in cars. Who are you kidding?
That's true. Ray will be super sick. I'll read books in cars with coffee and comedians.
Yours does not come with an audiobook version?
It does not.
No, you have to pay triple for that.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Hey, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Yondu, King of the Rats.
You know, it really pays to not read that in advance.
It really does, because the episode titles are just funny. I wish I could get plugged into that show. I don't know why I don't watch it. Shame on me. Let's talk about Yondu. He was a seemingly cool character. Let's see how he works out in Marvel Puzzle Quest.
He's Mary Poppins, yo.
Yeah, he's got yellow, black, and blue powers. His yellow is a robust zero. It's called Yaka Parachute. It's passive. And looks like if Yondu is below 20% health, he creates a two-turn yellow countdown tile that restores 380 health each turn if one does not exist.
Hey, when I start my K-pop band, I'm going to call it Yaka Parachute.
That's that will be the one and only K-pop album that I own.
Sweet. One sale. All right.
And eventually he will create a four-turn countdown tile if he is below a mere 50% health, and it will restore 1787 health each turn.
That power surprises me every time it goes off. Like, all right, he heals himself.
Hey, that's happening. He's got a he can concoct a Ravager's Ruse. He's it costs 9 black AP. It destroys up to 3 AP in the enemy's highest colored AP pool, then creates a strike tile of strength 17 for each AP destroyed. Let's talk about what it really does. It destroys up to 7 AP in their highest AP pool, and it creates a strike tile strength 53 per AP destroyed. So that is notably better. Hold on. Can I reread that? I'm already confused. I need your help, guys.
I don't want to steal your first time, so go ahead and reread it.
Well, I knew you weren't. That's why I'm going to...
What are you confused on?
How many strike tiles is he creating?
It depends on how many AP he takes away.
Okay. So that's just... It's not... The strength of the tile doesn't increase by 53 per AP. He creates up to 7 strength 53
strike tiles. That is correct. Right. As long as you were able to steal, you know, a significant amount
all
of AP.
Seven.
To me, that power is useful because, yeah, it does. I mean, it destroys the enemy's AP and gives you strength to everything. And I've been using him boosted with the Koye, and that's all good.
Somehow that is also correct.
Exactly. Centurion Archer, it costs 10 blue, and it is one half of his blue power. It deals 9,600 and it deals 9,700 damage. And it's got a passive component. At the start of your turn, it deals 1,600 damage to the enemy with the least health. That's just cruel. I enjoy him so much more. Hey, that guy looks hurt. Dead. So that's Yondu. Apparently, he's probably a 3-5-5-er. No one likes healing. Am I correct in believing that?
That is mostly true.
Yeah.
Unless you're Craig, then he's a 4-4-5.
Was that what I have?
Apparently, yeah.
That's just how he filters. That's also how Craig has Teen Gene, and everybody knows that's wrong.
I don't know. I never actually use Yondu.
Just Singh said he goes 5-3-5, which that's interesting.
Ooh,
see, I really like the black more than that. I really like,
Yeah, controlling your enemy's AP pool is so exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really target it. It has to be whatever they have the highest of. But, again, no one likes healing. It's just not rampant enough. Like, if you can abuse healing like you can with Mr. Fantastic and Carnage and Medusa, or Nico, Carnage, Medusa, then you got something. But
yeah,
1,800 a turn for possibly four turns is just not enough.
This is true healing, though. So,
ooh,
it's...
You've won me back over to your side.
Ooh, sassy.
I just don't think you can trigger it often enough, but maybe that's just me.
Right. It's passive. Doesn't it just trigger itself?
I don't know. Something has to happen.
Oh, for a greater match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic. Anyway, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. It's Yondu. The pretty good Ravager.
I'm Mary Poppins, yo.
All right. Willie, what's in the mailbags?
Oh, that's a good question. I should probably have opened that before we even started this, but I did not. But in any case, once he gets here...
We've done this show before.
Once he gets here... Thanks, Willie. The first comment I have is from the D3 forum, Zootsacks. says, I think my one and only complaint about Dazzler is that her black passive should clearly been called convoluted logic, as it as a shout out to literally years of effort from Forumites and others to make every single pre-release note clue refer to Dazzler. He also said, looking forward to next week's discussion of who the requested character should be. My personal vote would be for Loki Cat Thor from the Squirrel Girl comics as a new 4-star. I have no idea what those words mean. Loki Cat Thor? That makes no sense to me. However, his he later edited, and so based on the clue that just came out, Catlight Reflexes, it appears that the devs have moved on from trolling Craig with obvious Dazzler clues to trolling me personally with Cat Thor clues. Now I just need to figure out why.
I mean, Frog Thor I'm totally on board with.
I have no idea what that is either.
If Throg shows up, that would be amazeballs. I did say Throg.
Huh, lots of questions about missing local news. Yeah, I think we skipped local news. But we'll get to it soon. D-Wing Illinois said, quote,
Nevermore?
Oh, right. I remember this now. At the very beginning of last week's episode, quote, don't leave this in the podcast, followed by leaving everything in, but with bleeps significant enough that the imagination is now allowed to run free. I love it.
It's got the bleeps, the sweeps, and the creeps.
He also said that...
that guy's an American hero.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Ian wins the episode for unwinding the Teen Gene clue. Gene Simmons, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Hooray
for me.
After a couple weeks without the crash sound, that one caught me off guard. I thought we did a really good job making the crash sound, so I didn't overwrite it with a sound effect. But in any case, I want to applaud the devs for how hard they worked to get the Dazzler references so close to copywritten disco-era things.
Applause, applause, applause. I live for the applause, applause. Live for the applause, applause.
I don't know what's happening.
That's a Gaga song.
Little Leggy Gaga song.
Okay. He also said, Bobby is one of my favorite 4-stars. If you remember, she was Character of the Week, I believe. Opportunist makes a match more fun than just about anything. I use her with Ralk and Mr. Bombastic. That's an interesting team I would have never put together. I'm not sure why they work.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But you're willing to accept that they do?
Yeah, absolutely. None of them are bad characters. And Bob.
Yeah, how is your pairing characters with Dazzler coming, Craig?
Well, I don't have enough Dazzler. Like, I don't have Dazzler's good power.
Right. So I didn't know if you've thought of something brilliant.
I'm just going to try it with Carnage and Medusa and see how it goes.
I would say try it with Wanda.
Okay.
Why? That is all I've come up with.
All right.
It could be the Blair Witch Project.
That was amazing.
Thanks, Ray. I thought so too, because it was terrible.
That just sucks on so many levels. Sucks as bad as that movie did.
That movie was a giant turd.
It was awful. You know the worst part about that movie is it always reminds me of the crap employee we had back then.
Yeah. That God, and man, swing music always reminds me of her.
Man, she sucked so bad.
All right, let's not get Craig on a rant on that. Next, you quote, you should murder people for those. We may have a window into what was beeped out of the pre-show nonsense. I was going to snark about Craig's last dance after the outro music, but he's just so happy. Let him have his crappy song.
Yeah! Dazzler! So excited.
And finally he said, I love this show, and if I can say that after a Dazzler episode, I am assuming I will always stay extraordinary gentleman. Thanks.
Oh, you better be careful with that. That's copyrighted by a different company.
Stay extraordinary?
Well, no, extraordinary gentleman.
There was a comma. We're fine. Dex 1183 said, point of order, original Pitfall does have an end to it. You have a 20-minute timer to get all 32 treasures.
Oh, my.
I had no idea. I'd never completed that.
I'm dusting off my Atari 2600. This is happening.
That's all I remember about Pitfall is that sound effect.
When you got run over by a log, that was good.
And tip, if you want more fun, drunk Ian experience, play his speaking parts at half speed. I don't suggest that. You just, he's on his own there. Hesjin Gexen.
Hey, celebrity psychic to the stars.
Wow.
I want to, I just wanted to say that I was really happy that this recent shield training wasn't just a do you have the newest guys check. It's refreshing when you can get the rewards for having older characters instead of punishing you for not having the new ones. And he said he got his first Dazzler cover that way, so congratulations.
That's how I also got my first Dazzler cover, so.
Starside said, please stop letting Craig sing.
You saw my answer to that?
Yeah. Jordan from Jersey. Dazzler. Her powers seem cool, but context dependent. Fair enough. New white whale. Namor. Hey, at least it's a character I can get behind.
This was a kid show, or it'd make some joke about getting behind
Allison. Yeah, getting behind? Yeah. It happened in my head, too.
Probably not Tom Waits, Get Behind the Mule.
It is also has nothing to do with, what was it, cooking up a, what is it?
I don't know.
I don't know what you're referencing.
Oh, the Filipina Box Spring Hog song.
Good old Tom Waits.
Cooking up a Filipina Box Spring Hog.
Your voice was a little too melodic.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I didn't gravel it up enough for Tom Waits.
Yeah, you're like a
in calcium, in calcium.
Closer. Lufishness said, no dissing.
Ludafisk?
Lufishness?
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about Ludafisk.
He said, no dissing the Bedfordshire clanger. You know not of what you speak. It is more or less a savory dumpling, usually with something sweet in one end. It is far from the worst crimes against cooking that English have committed. Short crust pastry is a mere mockery of the ancient delicacy. It should have been a suet dumpling, outer cover. Although I grew up in Bedfordshire, and technically I never had one while I was there, so perhaps I'm not the expert I claim to be either. But he also did say that he agrees that it's not really a pie either.
Oh, fine.
But I thought that was really nice that we had a, you know, semi-expert on the Bedfordshire clanger. Or the Bedfordshire clanger, as Americans pronounce it. Perondiac.
I heard him.
Tomorrow I have to go to beep. The fill in the blank game was great. I'm glad I left that in. It amused me, so...
Man, I didn't tell you guys about that experience, did I?
No.
Oh, it was hours of sitting around, and then it may happen again. It's just a thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
He also commented on the contest. 1 week to go digging through 156 episodes, and I had to go looking for the link, and I had to work, and football, and alcoholism. I didn't have the time.
Hey, I blame Ian. He came up with those categories.
Yeah. Sorry, I was on my own. I was unchecked. I suggested some trivia, and Craig said, "No, you did that. That sucks. Think of something suckier." So I did. And usually, everybody's on the ball. They'll be like, "Hey, do you remember back in episode Jibba Jabba Jibba Jabba when this happened?" I'll be like, "No, no one remembers that." They'll be like, "I was bored, so I listened to all the episodes." I don't know. I didn't want to mail anybody a prize back, so it worked out okay for me.
Oh, man. That's all right. That McDonald's apple pie will keep forever. So we can always just mail it later.
It would not have been that, as much as you wanted it to be.
I wanted it to be that bad, so bad.
Brodeck also said, new character, Dazzler. Sounds like she's going to be a lot of fun. And Coors Light is hot garbage.
True story?
It can't be. It's Rocky Mountain Cold.
And now, because we skipped it, some local news. FSU football was horrible 2 weeks straight. Penn State didn't fare better.
Did the Pitt game not go well?
They crushed Pitt by like 70 points.
Oh, okay.
I heard they won. That's all I knew.
You were sitting here in the room, Ray.
Pitt? I don't pay attention.
It was on the television that your face stared at for the whole game.
That still doesn't mean... I hear what you're saying, Ray. Especially if... Like, that first game was... riveting.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
70-0 does not sound nearly
it
as riveting.
It wasn't. All right, I'm only slightly exaggerating. What was the score?
So here was my
Pitt
local
got
news.
Like three, right?
Sure.
That was more of a question for either one of you, mostly Ray, because Craig hates everything.
51-6.
So the Eaton Park
Yeah.
Are you with me?
The Cajun so Cajun far, shrimp yes. place that's coming?
That's what the front says.
The backside's the karaoke. Last time
Yeah, what's that all about?
Yeah, I haven't gotten confirmation on that, but yes, it sounds like they've split that building in two. Half of it is okay. a bizarre karaoke location.
Half of it is karaoke and the other is Cajun steam pots.
Yeah. It seems very bizarre.
I'm on board.
And they're not joined.
No, they have separate doors now.
But I thought it was the same owner. I thought one owner bought the building.
I don't know.
Or maybe they're leasing space. I don't know. But yeah, that is the case. Karaoke on one side, Cajun broil on the other.
I bet he can pass his electrical inspection, though.
Shut up.
Burn on rain.
No, not really. It's the township inspector who doesn't know how electricity works.
It's a true story.
All right, Perondiac, local news number two, Doggies Rascaler and Garden is changing its name to Doggies Pub. It seems that they're taking seriously, finally, that getting sued by the Troscos is not very fun.
I heard that.
Okay, there you go. And finally, from him, Mockingbird, fun times with Nightcrawler and America Chavez. You get four matches, the enemy gets four matches, powers go off left and right and center, 5-5-3 build all day. So, try that out. Andy Hutchins said, quote, I remember when the Bedfordshire Clanger took down Tommy Two-Tone, end quote, instantly made me ask whether it was in round 8, 6, 7, 5, 3, or 9.
Oh, that was good.
I liked it. He's also said, having listened to the whole run of PW3, I'm genuinely glad that Craig finally gets Dazzler and now suspect Woo-hoo! We will get Namor in 2021.
We're going to keep campaigning. Keep the fight alive.
Mad Jabroni, I love to use Mockingbird in PvP, throw in with Carol and Wasp. Powers constantly go off. If you feel like baiting the computer into match fours and her red will help improve your special tiles.
Mm-hmm. All I could think of was Idiocracy. Go away and bait.
That was unexpected. All right.
That's what comes to mind when someone says bait in the computer.
Samurai, local PA news. Although I haven't seen a Pittsburgh team get torched like that since Tim Tebow. I don't know why that's funny, but I figured, you know, why not?
It was sad times. It was just being mean.
The worst part is that only the Browns can possibly have not won that game. Like, that game should have been, the Steelers should have lost that game by 40 or 50 points.
Yeah.
And somehow, but the Browns were so incompetent. That it ended up a tie.
That's a true story.
The Steelers shouldn't have been anywhere close to being in that game.
Oh, Craig, I can feel it. I can feel the momentum changing. When we get rid of the pie, clearly there's a demand for the Ian and Craig football corner.
Oh, we can talk about fantasy football each week.
Yeah. I could bring snacks.
Oh,
I do love snacks.
Oh, man, how sweet would that be? We could talk about who your fourth wide receiver is coming off your bench, what the matchup is that week.
Totally. I'm so excited. Oh, Geronimo Allison looks awesome this year.
Let me tell you about the matchup of the Bears defense versus...
Khalil Mack was just eating them alive.
Holy smoke, he was a monster! Man, he set a record that no one else has done since Khalil Mack in that game.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, things are lighting up. It's getting dicey. I'm going to let Ray finish his segment.
The last comments are from FAHQ 1977, and it's a Dazzler review. Got her champed, took her through sim, PvE, and PvP event. So, she can... Craig, enjoy Dazzler. Seriously, fun stuff is to build around her black, which means Cardusa. And I was thinking about this. Carnage and Medusa with Dazzler. That sounds. I gotta try that out as soon as I can. That sounds pretty good.
That's my dream. But first, I need to get black. You know.
Yeah.
Dazzlers.
Yeah. Yeah. And get her up. Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was a good comment, and that is the last comment I have. Thanks, Willie.
Man, it took segment took forever. I forgot what part of the show we were on.
It did.
Silly. Sorry.
So once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
We just want to pump.
You up.
You up. Did you clap?
I did.
That was like the perfect segment because I didn't even hear your clap. We've achieved perfection.
Unfortunately, we achieved it for you. The internet delay means I heard both of you completely separate.
Yeah, because you guys always say it comes close, but I hear myself clap, and then I always wait like one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, and then I hear Ian clap.
See, I didn't hear Craig clap, and I was like, my clap was so perfectly timed that it formed one sound.
synchronicity.
It was the complete opposite. It was the worst we've ever done. That's fantastic.
You know what they need right now, Ian?
Yes.
The perfect clap.
Oh, we are the Spartans.
That's right. They call me Craig. I did drugs once, so check me out.
That's good stuff. Okay. Let me pull up some information that I painstakingly compiled so that I can tell you all about the boosted characters of the week. Christmas. 3-star boosted characters coming your way. Black Widow. She's got a gray suit. She's boosted. I forget what it's called, but her purple ability is good. Puts a lot of green out on the board. Her green AoE tile destruction combo is almost good. It's way expensive, but man, can you generate a lot of green AP from her purple ability. So you're looking at countdown tiles and all sorts of good stuff. Her red does something too. I've used it. I don't remember much. Some targeted tile destruction and let's say some damage. Craig, you have like 4 of her on your roster. Does that sound right?
Oh, the pistols? Yeah, you pick some squares, they blow up.
Okay. Caps boosted. Man, that guy's good.
I always disagree with you guys on that.
He can do damage. He gets most of his AP back. And if you get really bored, he eventually puts out some shields. But those first two things are excellent. And he's going to be boosted. Yeah, I don't. Your distaste for him is a mystery to me.
Yeah, I just don't like him.
Overriding tiles, and he generates AP for himself. Yeah. He's fine.
Yeah, the overriding tiles definitely not to be overlooked. Thanks for reinforcing that. Or bringing it up at all, because I forgot about it. But that's one of the keys, is being able to get rid of countdown tiles and other such things. Captain Marvel, she's boosted. She absorbs damage and turns it into AP for your team?
That's right.
Probably not going to affect the fact that she's boosted, but...
Her black power will do more damage.
Is that a sonic boom?
No.
And her red power is some sort of other kind of blasty power?
The red power is a blasty power. The black power is also a blasty power.
Cool.
That gives them a strike tile.
Oh, Dr. Doom, you're boosted. When are you going to be a 5-star and be awesome?
It's a good question.
Someday. Because Loki was already pretty good as a 3-star, and I don't know how he fares as a 5-star, but I was happy to see, because he deserves to be a 5-star, in my opinion. But I feel like Dr. Doom hopefully will get the same treatment somewhere down the road.
If I get that infamous Iron Man version of Doom, that would be amazing.
Anything like that. Anything where he could. He's that good. But this guy's not that good. His attack tiles? No. Strike tiles? No. Attack tiles. What are the fists that do damage automatically?
Attack tiles.
His attack tiles? Meh. His changing blue into black? Meh. And his making pink trap tiles while trying to collect enough purple? While trying to collect enough purple to activate the purple to do damage from however many tiles are out there? Awesome if you're the AI, bad if you're Ian.
Yeah, it's just annoying. Mm-hmm. You have to match your own trap tiles that you're trying to build up. I get it.
It's a hassle. Boo for him. Recently reworked 3-star Spider-Man. He can stun people a little bit. He makes shield tiles a little bit. His yellow does a lot of damage now. Big fat yellow nuke, especially when boosted. Use him. 4-stars. Speaking about big fat nukes, Ghost Rider, the Johnny Blaze version. He's got 2 powers and then he's got his penance stare. Use that and you can beat Galactus. I bet those other powers do something, but I don't know anybody's ever tried them.
I do want to do a shout out to the graphic for using anything from Top Gun. Because your snot nosed flyboy did a fly by my tower at over 500 knots. I want some butts.
Man, there were some negative comments about Top Gun. Apparently, I should have left them in since we were going to talk about it anyway.
You should not, because well, Top Gun is one of the best movies ever.
That line out of context is amazing. You know, Top Gun, where the dude's like, I want some butts.
They're in the Navy.
In the Navy.
You can sail the seven seas. Let's talk about
Invisible Woman instead.
I'm done. I don't continue singing. Yeah. That's not.
You can put your honeys.
I'll still try to talk to her. They recently reworked Sue Storm.
We want you. We want you as a new recruit.
Our green does a lot of damage now that she's boosted.
Bubbles.
And now that she's gotten changed so that she does more things. Was she the original four-star or was it X-Force, Wolverine?
I never remember.
One of those two. She's an OG.
She had to be first. She had to be first.
Sue's been around a long time.
Yeah. And she still makes people invisible. Always important when you're an invisible woman. The Kingpin. He is okay. I want him to be real good because I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Like a longtime fan. And his yellow is pretty solid. And his purple is solid. His big pokey finger, while it's an awesome animation, it's not my favorite. I don't know. He just doesn't. The AOE is not quite right. But he's boosted. He'll be fine. Use him. I bet the things that his countdown, that his Magia Pons do, are probably more effective. Now, let's talk about arguably the best and possibly only good Shia LaBeouf film ever made.
That's correct.
Nick Fury.
Stupid LaBeouf.
Also recently reworked. Did they rework anything other than the yellow? Like the yellow you had to have like...
Yeah, you no longer have to have like 5 AP in like every freaking color.
Each color to... Yeah, now he just does all the things with his yellow, so it's a little easier to use. His blue trap tiles are potent if they can actually be matched by the enemy. So that's a fun surprise if that works. I don't remember what purple does.
He shoots you with a pistol, right?
Yeah, a little
bit of damage throws out a strike tile.
He throws
something out
a countdown that then, if it can go off, turns into a strike tile. A really strong strike tile.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that immediately gets matched away. So
right. It can happen, though. And lastly, Max Pun. Boosted. I bet. Does that black do some damage? Probably does a lot of damage when he's boosted. That's about it. I don't know. He's one of those characters that snuck by me. I was too deep in the three-star world when he was a thing, so he's just kind of like on the fringe for me. I think he's good. I see people use him on occasion.
He's probably better than I think, but yeah, I don't...
I don't remember him being super impactful. But he's also boosted, so he'll be doing a little more damage with his punish ability and more damage with his green AoE.
Yeah, if you're going to use him, just remember green, then black.
That sounds like one of those lines from old episodes of Iron Chef. Remember, the cheek is the best part. When it comes to eating asparagus, remember.
And this week, as brought to you by infographic creator UNC Samurai, he suggests drinking a dark and stormy. Combine some dark rum with some ginger beer and a hearty squeeze of lime. Enjoy over ice. This week in Samurai Suggests.
That is a very strange suggestion, but there you go.
Yeah, I like it, though. I approve. So listen to me now and believe me later. Those are your boosted characters of the week.
Week. Brought to you by?
Brought to you by Mystify.
Mystify. All
thanks,
right.
Thanks, Mystify.
Let's go over to Raid Ian's support corner.
Ooh, okay. I'm ready.
Ray?
I'm gonna see if this...
Do you want to share?
If this is going to
work. Hi, everybody. My name's Ray.
Hello, Ray.
This week in in-game support, I want to talk about a support that I use all the time. If you have 5-star Thor, you're going to want to match him up with his special support, Korg the Sakaar Gladiator. Way better than I thought it was at first. Let me tell you about him. Star 1, rank 1, the supported character's maximum health is increased by 165. Goes all the way up to 1733. Compared to the rest of Thor's health, it's not a lot, but, you know, upping Thor's health is always good, because that's one of his key...
I thought it was detrimental. I thought he had to be injured.
Sure, he's still good when he's strong. And okay. It means that even when he's at 50%, that 50% is a little bit more. and can last a little longer. But, you know, Thor's hit points is one of his benefits, so extra benefits. Rank number two, supported character deals 25 extra damage to villains. That slowly goes up to 260 damage increase. Okay, that's, you know, that's great for PvE. I don't know that I face a whole lot of villains in PvP. Maybe I do and just don't notice, but... ranked three with 3 stars, at the start of the battle, you get an 8% chance to just gain 3 yellow AP. So this is a one-time per battle thing. It goes up to a 70% chance at level 250. So just 3 bonus yellow AP. His yellow is cool. It's better if you can fire it off twice, generating some shield tiles in between. But even if you're not using him, his yellow... You know, three free AP. I'm never going to shrug that off.
Hey, there's nothing as satisfying as that clubbing baby seal's attack. I love it when that animation plays. Man, clubbing baby seals is the best.
Man, you're really bad at those taken out of context phrases.
I'm just saying, when he comes out with that little mace thing he's got, and come out.
At rank 4, the supported character's base yellow damage increases by 15, works its way up to 162 at max level. Alright, again, you're going to be making yellow matches, so cool. And rank 5, whenever you match an enemy strike tile, deal 92 damage, which goes up to 963 damage at level 250. That's not a lot of damage. I guess, you know, if you're playing with a Koye, she might be able to boost it up to something. But for a rank 5 power, it's just, whatever. Rank 4, great. And it does have a special if you apply it to Gladiator Thor. When Thor fires a power, create a strength 13 yellow protect tile. That goes up to strength 132 at maximum level. I don't remember what level I have it at, but I regularly get strike tiles out there, and that's just beneficial. There's so many characters that have benefits based on your special tiles that is worth it. It's worth having. So I like Korg. He is one of the ones, again, I use Thor quite often, and having Korg there with him is just, it's just beneficial. It's cool.
I thought it only made protect tiles.
Thor does make protect tiles. Yeah, it's protect tiles.
Yeah, you said strike tiles.
I did. I don't know. I had totally had a delusional moment because now it completely says protect. But in any case, special tile. The protect is, its strength doesn't give you much. But, you know, it's just a little bit. But to me, it's the benefit of having the special tile. So that's why it's important. And it's every time you fire one of his powers, which you're going to be trying to fire those off as quickly as possible because, man, he's strong. So in any case... See, he's a good, solid support. All right. Ian, do you have something to share?
I do. Thanks. Hello, my name is Ian.
Hi, Ian.
All right, let's see if this works. So, this week's support. I'm really going out on a limb here. I have not tested this as well.
Whoa. I was not expecting that at all.
So, we're going to talk about the emergency alert system.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm getting fancy. I'm prepping for the show. I'm bringing my own sound effects. Can't rely on my producer for everything.
I don't know, but you just gave Samurai a heart attack. He's got a hurricane coming his way, yo.
That's why I picked this.
All right.
I was worried about him. The emergency alert system. The replacement of everybody's favorite emergency broadcast system. This is most often used to alert people for alert the public of severe weather emergencies, hurricanes, flash floods, tornadoes, the occasional extremely severe thunderstorm. It is frequently tested over the radio. You will hear that sound before when it cuts in, and then you will hear a voice say that this is only a test. If this were an actual emergency, it would be followed up by instructions. Other fun EAS facts. The system in a nationwide emergency is designed in such a way that once it is activated, the President of the United States will be able to address the entire country within 10 minutes of the activation.
Lovely.
Not now, but generally. But, I mean, we could need it more than ever.
Everything's wet.
Yeah. Fortunately. All right. I don't want to slide down that slippery slope. This national alert system is thankfully a joint effort between not only the FCC but also FEMA and NOAA. So they work somehow together to make sure that this is working, and I think it's overseen largely by FEMA. The FCC just makes sure it gets on the airwaves. It gets updated, I don't know, every 30 or 40 years it gets replaced by a better system. So for all of our listeners in the lower East Coast areas that are about to be reclaimed by the Atlantic, hopefully you will not be hearing the emergency alert system anytime soon. But if you do, stay tuned for for any sort of instructions. So there you go. That's this week's support, the emergency alert system.
Apparently, Mrs. Samurai gave you the finger.
That's okay, because that was only a test. All right. Thanks,
Fortify.
Fortify!
Yeah, this segment brought to you, as always, Fortify.
I was going to say amplified. I'm like, that's not right.
Oh, don't amplify that. Oh, crap.
Stupefy. Getting down with this.
That's right. All right, let's go to the OG and open up some tokens for Ray and Ian.
Okay, oh, that's right, you're hoarding.
I'm hoarding until I can get me some Dazzler covers.
All right, I suppose that's okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. I still have some, I bring an extra every week just until she goes into packs. Then I'll still keep doing it, but I won't talk about the fact that I do it.
Yeah, I'm definitely not hoarding. I'm spending as much as I can so that I can get as many Okoye covers as I can, so.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
I'll go first and third with my alternating eye pokes.
Okay.
All right.
Craig got me a... Cyclops, that's funny.
Oh. Scott!
Go ahead, Ray.
All right, by the way,
Brad, Janet, Rocky?
I also have multiple, so whatever. All right, let's poke Loki and see what we get. Ooh, it's purple. Come on, Okoye. Nope, lost, it is Feign Death, Loki, Agent of Asgard.
That's cool, ooh. That power's fun.
Yeah, I am not going to complain. It's just not Okoye. You're going again?
Yep, I'm going again. See what I got this time. All right, it's a 5-star.
Wasp, wasp, wasp.
It's totally wasp.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're a monster.
That's true.
Yep, shrink tactics. Wasp.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Full face poke on Loki again. Oh, my. This is a record. Two.
Another 5-star?
Another 5-star. This is 5-star night, Craig. You're missing out.
You make me sad.
However, it is a shrink tactics wasp. Alright, I got another one. Am I going? Are you done?
I'm done. I just need a taste to get me till next week.
Sure. Alright, the full face poke is working really good here. Holy crap, I'm 3 for 3.
Hoo doggy!
That is amazing.
Wasp.
Destroy everything. God of Mischief.
Ooh.
I don't think I had that cover or that power, so I'm again. This is amazing. 3.
I thought you didn't have the Raise Dead one.
I didn't.
Oh.
I have like 2 covers for him. Destroy everything, that was brand new. No, I did get a Feign Death. I got a Feign Death a couple of days ago, so that'll give me 2 covers of Feign Death, which will take him from generating 1 green AP to generating 2 green AP. 3 for 3, though. That's amazing. That's
pop, pop.
And my wasp is now at a 4-2-2.
Whatever.
Wow.
Thanks for your support, Craig.
She just sucks so bad. She's like Banner. I think Banner might be better than her.
Oh, absolutely. I don't doubt that in any way.
And he's not good.
Savagery.
No, she's going to be getting a rework. I know she is. I mean, she's just...
Fix Banner first!
I would also be in favor of that.
Hashtag fix Banner.
Man, Banner's been trying to get, you know, useful in this game forever. All he did was generate support tickets for every time he crashed the game back in the day. Another patch needed just for Banner.
Now, I will say, I seriously enjoy Wasp's animation. When she puts on the helmet, I mean, it looks right out of the movie. It looks really cool. She comes busting through, firing her little stun gun or whatever it is. That animation's awesome. It's just, yeah, they don't do anything.
That helmet thing should be making swarm tiles right away. The fact that you got to wait, what is it, 3 turns or something? Yeah, ridiculousness?
That seems excessive.
That sucks.
Yeah, but as far as breaking stuff goes, oh man, I think I read, I'm sure it's an urban legend, but I'm pretty sure I read on the internet when Colossus fastball specials Banner and that activates the other guy, you legit die in 7 days like the ring.
What? Unless you can get somebody else to do it too.
You have to get someone else to do that same combo or else.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's funny. All right. You know what's on the podcast network?
All right. The podcast network, known as the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. You can find this alongside of many other podcasts that will hopefully fill your commute and podcast listening hours of your day. If you would like to check them out, we have a direct link on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can go directly to soon-to-be-named-network.com. At soon-to-be-named-network.com for a full archive of all our available shows.
Joe did launch his new show. I don't remember the title. It has something to do with wrestling. It's got some guy named Adam. Not the same Adam from Prodigal Sons. Some different Adam. Okay. They talk about wrestling. I listened to it once.
Did you learn anything?
No.
Did you learn that because you have not watched it in so long, you don't recognize any of the characters and you're super confused?
Yeah, I don't know any modern characters anymore. Anything newer than EC Dub, and I'm out. All right. I think that's all we got. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nah, let's wrap it up before we hit the hour and a half mark.
Oh, my God. It's 10:30.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. All right. I want to thank everybody for joining us again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is where you can find all of our stuff. Comments, suggestions, you know where to go. It's the D3 Farms, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or to our website. You can go there, click on the Amazon banner, buy some stuff. We get some love. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, this pie is like drinking water on a Monday. Good night.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
Yeah, get that clue. Bye.
So you're saying Namor?
That's right.